Hey folks, it's Wendy. Today is Monday. We are entering week 5, which means we are more than halfway done with the course. I want to thank you all for your comments last week in the course as far as things that I can do to improve the course. One thing that was mentioned was that the audio seems to be a very good supplement with the course, but sometimes a transcript would also help. So what I've done is what I'm recording now is what is written on the course announcement page. So one thing, again, I don't use the private messaging function. A couple folks said, hey, I've sent you messages through private messaging, you haven't answered them. What happens is every single class I've ever taught for UMUC loads when I open up the private messaging function, which means I can have anywhere between 25 to 40 some classes load, including the names of every student that was in that course. So, you know, multiply 25 times 25, that's how many names come up. And it's very difficult for me to sort through and find out what messages have been read, which ones haven't. So if you need to email me outside of class, or you want to get a hold of me outside of a class to discuss a question or a concern or what have you, please use my UMUC email address, which is just wendy.mcdonough@umuc.edu. So now off to talk about how we're going to spend the rest of the semester. We're going to spend the remainder of the semester discussing and preparing to write the final project. So before you begin this week's conferences, please either, well, you can look in the conference area, you'll see a description of the final project, but you'll also see a listing of all the final projects that are the mini tasks that you will be completing leading up to that final project. But again, for the final project, every single person in the class will select a country of his or her choice and research how Americans should conduct business in that country. So say someone wants to pick Japan or Dubai or whatever it happens to be, Germany, maybe you might have had experience. A lot of our students are global. Maybe you've traveled for the military or for a private organization or what have you. So if you do have some firsthand knowledge of conducting business in a particular country, that might be a country that you want to start. So one, you're going to need to select a country of your choice. Then you're going to begin to do research. As part of this assignment, step one is going to be beginning to do the research. The assignment that will follow your research, you'll post either using APA or MLA citations of two articles that you have found online and how you might use those in your final paper. Now, you don't necessarily have to use those, but that'll take care of the citation assignment. Step two, you're going to brainstorm a potential audience for your final project. And again, your audience, you're going to select who your audience is. Perhaps you might want to use a supervisor that you currently work with, or maybe somebody that you've thought of, that you've known in the past. You could select a board of directors. But again, you're going to be making this up. This report, I'm assuming you're not really going to submit in the workplace. So we're kind of making up the scenario. So you'll need to brainstorm a potential audience for your final project. And that audience analysis is going to be due at the end of this week. So you'll need to think about how you're going to put that together as well. I'll put an example in the conference area as far as the audience analysis. So then step three, you're going to start drafting a presentation or report. And again, for this final project, you can select, I encourage students to create a presentation. I think you can use the notation area in PowerPoint, or you can also use Prezi, and there's a Prezi tutorial located in the course content area. But as far as a presentation, sometimes is a good way to create this final project. Now, if you want to do a formal report, you can do that as well. But when I teach this class face-to-face, or when I've taught it face-to-face, I have students actually give a presentation in groups on a country of their choice. So you're going to start drafting your presentation, and for an assignment, you're going to complete a peer review that you're going to post into the week 7 conference area. And then you're going to finalize your presentation. Again, I know that's a lot to throw at you, but if you read through the course content area, you'll see how these mini assignments lead up to the final project. If you have questions, please let me know. There's a Q&A in this week's conference if you have any questions about the final project, and I'll be sure to post examples so you have an idea. So this week you're going to read chapter 14, read module 4, participate in the week 5 conference, and then write that audience analysis and submit that by Friday. If you have questions, let me know. I'll catch up with you in the conference area.